This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And we've got Chris in Florida calling. Chris, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Kyle. And I was wondering if either of you have heard, I'm not sure if I've asked you, Vince, about HHO or Brown's gas. Have you heard of that?
Oh, sure. We had a demonstration at our Get Prepared Expo over the years, and we demonstrated how you could make a Brown's gas or HHO gas generator simply with two electrodes and some water in a jar, like a 1-quart jar with a hose connected to the top of it, and it would just bubble, 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 hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, and you could plumb that directly into the intake of your car. Your computer would figure out that it would need to burn less gasoline, and your mileage would improve. Absolutely. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah, I just was wondering if anybody's heard of any drawbacks from it, because I've known about it for over 10 years and knew someone who had two vehicles outfitted with it, and got much better mileage, of course, much more responsiveness, and the fuel system doesn't get clogged up because it's burning all the hydrocarbons in the fuel fully, where the only emissions are water vapor, so you don't have to clean out your carburetor if it's an older car, fuel injectors if it's a newer car. And,
well, are you talking about running completely on HHO, or are you talking about as an addition to the current liquid fuel?
Yeah, as an addition, as a weakening the hand, to weaken the hand of the oil producers, and of course not having to spend so much on a fully hydrogen.
Okay, I can comment on this. So I've seen it, and Bill Whaley, USA Prepares instructor from Illinois, drove his Ford pickup truck over to our farm years ago, and he had an HHO generator that he built, and it's simply, class, it's really simple. Think of it like this. You take two lengths of stainless steel wire, let's say 10 feet long, and you coil them around a form, an insulator type form, so that neither wire touches each other. You separate them by, let's say, 3/8 of an inch. You go around this form, and neither one of these stainless steel wires touches the other one. Then you connect one of those wires that comes out of the top of a mayonnaise jar, for example. One wire gets connected to the positive of the battery, the other to the negative, and you use a fuse, of course. And you drill a hole in the top of the cap of this mayonnaise jar that's filled 3/4 of the way or a little bit more with water. And as the current, the 13 volts out of a 12-volt battery, enters these two wires, it causes bubbles to form, hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, comes out the tube, goes into the intake plenum, if you will, and it burns. Now, the thing is, you've got to shut it off when you shut the engine off, okay, because otherwise you're going to be generating an explosive gas. So that's an important thing. But what Bill Whaley was able to do is take a heavy pickup truck, Ford pickup truck, four-wheel drive, and get about 25 miles to the gallon with it. That's what he did. Now, the disadvantage is it taxes your alternator more because you're using electricity to generate gas. There's no such thing as a free lunch. If you want to make gas, you're going to have to use some kind of energy in order to do it. And in the case of this pickup truck, it was 13 volts from his 12-volt battery. And yes, Chris, it does work. And as we get farther down this road, more and more of us are going to do that. But with cheap fuel, you know, we just fill up our tank. But you're absolutely right. It's a great way to go. And you know what? I'm going to flesh that out even more in the book.
Hey, Vince, I've got a question for Chris. Just a second. So, Chris, I've built two of these generators, and I actually got a Geo Metro that was getting around 41. It had a computer in it, though, and I got it up to about 65 miles to the gallon, with this little Metro, and it was peppy as it could be, but it only lasted for a few days, and the computer figured out that it was running too lean, I think, and then the mileage went right back down to the 40-something. So have you figured out a way to overcome the computer interfering in the fuel mixture ratio?
No, I'm not aware of too much about it. Couple I knew had a Subaru, and later model Subaru, and an older model MG outfitted with it, and I've seen different kits, but they go from anywhere from 30% to 300% or three times better mileage. And those particular kits that this couple was using was not the hydrogen on demand that produces it under the hood, but where he would have to ionize the water you described every 3 days. So, you know, with the stainless steel electrodes. And then when I offered him the husband, I offered my ionized water from a medical-grade water ionizer. He experienced some great health benefits, as everybody I know does, including myself. But, you know, he's on opiates due to having a lot of surgery and implants in his body. So he noticed that the diarrhea he was getting from taking the opiate was done away with when he was drinking my ionized water, which is from the medical grade ionizer, which the electrodes are titanium coated with platinum, which yields medicinal benefit like the platinum nanoparticles for one. But anyway, he tried drinking the ionized water done the way he does it for his car, which is the stainless steel electrodes. He didn't notice any health benefits. So I want to let you know, I have a list of links. If you want to check out my site, on the links page on my site at theliberationstation.com, I have a lot of companies that sell these kits, and I have quite a few more links that I've yet to add in that category and others on the links page there. So I don't know if you have any guests you might suggest. I know on Facebook there's a fellow named who's very much into this called Habibur Rahman, H-A-B-I-B-U-R. Rahman, last name is spelled R-A-H-M-A-N, and he's posting about it all the time. So I'm thinking I might like to interview him myself.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, if you want to send me some information, send it to instructor@usapreparis.com, instructor@usapreparis.com. I'll be glad to look at it, and if appropriate, I'll pass on the information to our class. And Charles in Ohio is a energy efficiency researcher, and he knows a lot about cars and the internal combustion engines. I'm sure he has some information about HHO as well, and we'll get him on as well if his schedule lines up. So Charles,
you can beat the environmentalist to it when you talk about it. I got called into some progressive talk shows over the years about it, community-sponsored station, radio stations, which are, of course, all progressive, and you'd think that they'd be interested in it and talking about it because, like I say, it doesn't allow any toxic emissions, just the water vapor.
And, well, for the HHO component only.
I meant, from what I've from what I understand and heard, that the exhaust from the vehicles, is that free of toxic emissions, or is that...
Chris, you know that can't be true. You can't take diesel fuel or gasoline with their additives, burn it in any way, shape, or form, whether or not with HHO, and get toxic-free exhaust. That's impossible. Okay, it may be reduced in toxicity, but it's impossible to totally reduce it.
Yeah, I've just heard because it burns all the hydrocarbons completely.
I don't believe that, and I know you don't either. You don't believe that it burns all the hydrocarbons. How could it possibly? There are areas in the...
I don't know.
Well, okay, let me just ask Kyle to weigh in. Kyle, there are areas within the combustion chamber, within the head, between the rings and the top of the piston. There are areas that flat out, the fuel in that's trapped in those areas does not get burned completely because of the mechanical layout of the engine, okay? So there's no way that you could have a completely 100% efficient engine. It's impossible.
No, and that's the whole reason for the variable valve timing and all of those things that these manufacturers have continually tried to do is to increase the efficiency. But nobody, you can get it down, but nobody can eliminate it yet. You know, Vince, your old 83 diesel Mercedes, from what I was able to find out, I've looked around trying to find a decent one around here for a long time, and I've never been able to come up with one. But those older diesels like that, when you hook them up to HHO, the people that I have talked to had the most remarkable results from putting those things on something like that of anybody that I've talked to.
Well, this thing, this particular diesel, is a 300 SD, and an SD is their luxury. It's not the very longest. There's another one that's maybe 6 or 9 inches longer, but this is a really big car. And it has a 3-liter, 5-cylinder, inline turbo diesel. And that thing gets easily 30 miles to the gallon. This is a big car. This would be as big as the biggest Cadillacs that they ever made when they made big, long Cadillacs. That's how big this is. And it's a brilliant, brilliant design. Very, very simple. And it's great. It really is. 30 miles to the gallon, a big luxury car. Incredible. So imagine if we used that kind of a technology in a small car or a medium-sized car. I have one of those as well, a 300 E300D, which is a 6-cylinder, smaller pistons, same cubic displacement, and it gets around 44 miles to the gallon on the highway. So it can be done. It really can be done. And we can do it with clever engineering. We don't have to go to electric cars. And electric cars, I can see it now. I can see people in brownout areas, California, Texas, and they see their neighbors with their electric cars in the driveway, and they can't get electricity to watch TV and turn on their electric lights because the grid has been taxed so much and they can't get air conditioning, and they're looking at that Tesla or electric car in their neighbor's driveway. I know what's going to happen. It's going to be a run on baseball bats and a run on windshields. That's what I see happening. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. We've got Charles in Ohio.
How much these kits would cost?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris in Florida, I just want to say thank you for calling. And I think his ears must be ringing because Charles in Ohio called. So I just want to say thank you for your call, and we're going to jump on it right this second.
One quick question, if you know how much these kits would cost and any mechanics who might install them.
Okay.
10 years ago, I knew they were about $600.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, I'm not doubting you. I saw it for $820, which is absolutely insanity. You can make one yourself for less than $20. Okay? Seriously, there's nothing to it. I mean, literally nothing. Well, maybe $30 with Joe's prices. For me, I could make one for free because I have everything here at the farm. But we're going to get right into it with Charles, but I want to say thank you, Chris, and I appreciate your call. Charles, Ohio, welcome. Your ears must have been ringing, right? Or burning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're both well in the class. I had caught you had such an interesting show. I hate even calling in and interrupting and bugging you, but it's just, like you say, it's an issue with me. It just sets me off.
Okay, so HHO, Brown's gas, and very simple. You have two electrodes in some water, and you apply voltage from a car battery, and it just starts bubbling away. You capture that gas in a mayonnaise-type jar. A glass one would probably be good, except they can break. A plastic one will probably melt. So glass is probably the way to go, and you just capture it with some PVC hose, you run it into the intake plenum somewhere, and it works, right?
Absolutely. And like you say, it can be used to supplement your hydrocarbon fuel, or it can be used as a complete replacement fuel, and but there are difficult. There can it's like everything. It can get complicated, but using it as a supplement, like you say, you can see maybe you should be looking for at least a 20% improvement in gas mileage, and the more you use, the better. But when you switch from a supplement to completely running on Brown's gas, you run into problems with timing and the RPM range. See, internal combustion engine, reason gasoline is such a universal fuel is because hot and cold, you can start your car with it, and it burns at a known rate. And that's why we have the timing advance from the factory. You have in older cars, you had a vacuum advance and a centrifugal advance, which would compensate for the speed of the combustion of the gasoline. But when you run hydrogen, it burns so much quicker. I think it's like 200 feet per second for gasoline flame to travel. But, I mean, you think of Hollywood movies where you see them running down a hallway and a ball of flame running behind a person. But hydrogen gas burns at a rate 10 times faster than gasoline. So what I'm saying is simple stuff gets complex, and it burns so fast that it's that the heat it generates in the combustion chamber, it migrates into the cooling jacket in a different way. And you were right about the crevice areas in the cylinder, where once the flame starts, the flame current starts at the spark plug, and it travels outward. And when it meets obstructions or a crevice area where the piston comes in the closest contact to the head, the temperature is so low the flame gets extinguished, and those hydrocarbons in that area do run down into the exhaust system and are burned in the catalytic converter is what they hope.
So, Charles, I have a question for you. If you convert to HHO, my experience has been with the Geos that I was playing around with that it only lasted for a few days. Then the computer would kick in and start burning more gas, and the mileage dropped right back down to what it was previous, even though I still had HHO going into the system. Have you run into that, number one? And if so, how have you fixed that problem?
Absolutely. My comment on that would be that you need to unhook your battery, go in and tap your brake until till you run the system completely out of power and discharge it, and you start the computer to learn again. But we got a break coming up.
We'll be right back. And there's a possibility of contamination in the electrolyte.
I'm an attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is releasing more opinions today and tomorrow. So far this morning, no opinion on Roe v. Wade. U.S. companies in May added the fewest jobs since the pandemic recovery began. Business payrolls increased by 128,000 last month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to return to Capitol Hill Thursday morning for a second of 2 days of testimony, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. In front of the Senate Wednesday, Mr. Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. Inflation is already running at a 40-year high, so what's next?
Progress toward expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this, the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Made-for-TV January 6th Commission resumes Thursday. The schedule includes live testimony from Jeffrey Rosen, the former acting attorney general who replaced William Barr in the final weeks of the Trump administration. As Democrats in the House continue to stonewall the Biden family corruption investigation, a plethora of evidence is on the Biden laptop computer confiscated from a Delaware computer shop for non-payment. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, on Newsmax overnight says Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and lead the investigation.
The amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was in fact well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with. So you saw the video where Hunter said he would, his father would do anything that he asked. I think now we've seen the sales pitch that Hunter Biden would make to the Russian oligarchs, to the Ukrainian energy companies, to the Chinese Communist Party. All these shady outfits that Hunter Biden's had business dealings with when Joe Biden was vice president, we just now saw the sales pitch. And what we're determining in the House Oversight Committee, the Republicans, is did this compromise President Joe Biden? Did this compromise him in his decision-making process?
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, Charles is with us in Ohio. Kyle in Montana. I'm in Missouri. And class, none of this is scripted. We weren't even planning on talking about it. So you're learning about the knowledge base of the USA Prepares faculty, Kyle and Charles. And so, Charles, you're talking about the speed at which the flame travels with hydrogen as compared to gasoline, hydrogen being 10 times faster. You're talking about the effects on the cooling system, or at least on the metals that absorb the heat from the combustion. And so if we look at this in a practical way, we're talking about Brown's gas, B-R-O-W-N, apostrophe S, brown, apostrophe S, gas. And it's hydrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. So two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. And by the way, that is the composition of water, H2O. And that's what it means. H2O means two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. And so if you apply an electric current to a an electrolyte or just water, you will have a bubbling in that gas. Those bubbles will be two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. And the oxygen facilitates the combustion of the hydrogen in the combustion chamber of your gasoline or diesel engine. And it works. It absolutely works. So this is a do-it-yourselfer type project. This is a tinkerer's type project. This is an innovator's type project. And you can find all kinds of information on the internet on how to do it. Typically, you will use stainless steel electrodes, and it can be simple wires, stainless steel wires. It can be aircraft cable made out of stainless steel. It could be those little sauce cups that you see in the Chinese restaurants that they have little sauces in at the restaurant. You can literally take those and bolt those together with stainless steel fasteners, and they can be the electrodes for Brown's gas. And Charles, please continue with fleshing this out, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Brown's gas is amazing with amazing properties, and I think that the caller, there's a lot he said, and even the instructor you have now, he commented on what energy means to our society. But the caller said he'd known about it for years, and see, that's the point. Don't think that the government hasn't known about it and the people, because every step of our energy policy is like where we're going now, where they're telling us we're going to electric cars. I take it back to the 1850s where they decided, they knew the cost and the benefits our nation got from energy at that time because of the lighting. And the lights, they decided to take us from the well oil, even wasn't the biggest used thing then. It was turpentine and alcohol. And they decided to tax alcohol out of the business. I mean, it was all engineered back then, too. But anyway, Brown's gas is amazing. And it's even the flame from Brown's gas. See, they use it for torches also. And when you make a Brown's gas torch, the flame has unique properties. It can even burn like through fire brick, and it can be used to remediate nuclear pollution and radiation too. And that's something our government doesn't look at. That's for the same reason, because they have an agenda always, and they have power, the power they let us buy. And they portion that out to us, and they measured us and charged us for it. That was a big part of how they set up things. But anyway, the reason I'm saying to unhook the battery and drain the power is because it starts your computer off again on the learning curve, so it'll relearn. But our cars are absolutely designed to burn gas, and they know how much gas they want us to use, and it will correct itself back. It just sees a problem. Do I think it's a conspiracy? Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be. It can just be the intelligence they build into the machine compensating back to what it thinks is right. Regardless of which is the cause, it does do that. It will tend to go back and correct itself, so it's pouring gas down through your engine.
Charles, I have a question. I think I've figured out the problem as you were describing this. And I'm thinking about we have a 1999 Dodge pickup truck. It's a gas-powered 318, 5.4 liter. It's a four-wheel drive, and it gets terrible mileage. It's a great truck for pulling, but it gets lousy mileage. And I'm thinking that I've been wanting to tweak this. I haven't had a chance yet, but I'm going to. And I think I'm going to build a Brown's gas generator for it. But I think I know where the problem lies with what Kyle's talking about with the engine control computer resetting back. I think it all ties to the oxygen sensors, which sense the temperature of the exhaust before it measures the temperature of the exhaust electrically, before the catalytic converter and right after the catalytic converter. So I think that's where the issue lies. Do you agree?
Not completely, but you may be right. But, yeah, there's a pre and post catalyst oxygen sensor that are used to monitor the efficiency and the life of the catalytic converter. So you may be absolutely right. But, see, there are several things you can do with the computer. See, it's a stupid machine. It can be defeated, or you can do go-arounds. And if you're trying to improve mileage and you've done those things and you've made modifications, you can get on most vehicles, you can get a fuel pressure regulator that is adjustable. And all you do is you can do your modifications and you can turn down the fuel pressure, and that will lean the mixture. So you're running a leaner mixture, but the computer, long as it doesn't know you've done that. And most newer cars may have a sensor to check fuel pressure, but back in the 90s, those cars had no way of knowing. So if you just reduced the pressure, you could lean your engine.
What a great idea. You are absolutely right. No question about it. And I remember seeing those fuel pressure regulators for carburetors back in the J.C. Whitney catalog era days. I'm talking about in the 60s and the 70s. But we've got higher fuel pressures for fuel injection system, but you can do the same thing. You are absolutely right. You turn down the pressure and you're going to burn less fuel, period.
Hell yeah. And see, I generally, water is magic. It has a lot of properties too that we don't, and I mean, water is supposed to be homogeneous H2O, but there are differences, you know, like in our drinking water, the pollution we have in it, and even beyond that, there are just little differences that we don't think of, and there's people that work on that stuff. There's several ways to convert internal combustion engine to run off like straight hydrogen, and the government wants to do it, so they're in the loop and they portion it out to us. But it can be done with cars on demand on board the car that have been demonstrated by several people, have had great ideas that were really Steve Myers from Columbus, Ohio comes to mind, where he was on television and he drove from coast to coast and he had an electrolyzer that was high voltage. It didn't generate any heat rather than high current electrolyzer. When I think of Brown's gas, I just throw it into the category of hydrogen. I don't even think of Brown's gas separately. And electrolyzers, there have been a great variety of them, and there is Aquafuel, if anybody's familiar with that. And Aquafuel has a big advantage. It generates hydrogen from water, but it's a hydrocarbon gas because it uses hydrocarbon electrodes immersed in water. All these things, all of these are known, and they've been demonstrated. And see, that's the point the caller brought up. He's known about it for years. Well, guess what? When they don't talk about this, when the auto manufacturers don't put it in their cars, we don't get it. I mean, because the general public doesn't have time. Like you were saying earlier, Vince, people just, when gas is cheap, you just go put gas in your car. And now it can come to a point to where enough people get a buildup that they will change things for us. But this is how they've controlled us from the start. It is like the was saying this morning, it is the energy. They hold that over our heads. That's how they get us to donate our kids to their wars. And the point is, there's ways to convert the internal combustion engine, a common gasoline engine, to burn the cooking oil like diesels will. But the thing is, back in the 60s, when I was coming up, people would go and get their valves grind after 60,000 miles because of buildup. Well, you run into those problems more if you're experimenting and running cooking oil and alternate fuels through your engine. Well, cooking oil hydrocarbon fuels would be the ones that left deposits. But if most people aren't willing to put up with grinding their valves every even 100,000 miles, they want to drive.
You're absolutely right. And Kyle, here's a really interesting point. And class, Charles is a Marine. And as he speaks, the thing that goes through my mind is how well he got along in the Marines with the vast knowledge that he has. I keep thinking of you as a Marine, and you are absolutely atypical. Atypical. You are brilliant. You're a brilliant researcher. And I'm wondering how you stayed out of the brig.
Hey, I was no problem for them at all. I kept my mouth shut. You just do what you're told.
I know. And we talked privately one day, and you said, hey, I know how to take orders. But, Charles, you think way outside the box all the time. And that's why I thought you'd be a wealth of knowledge for this discussion on Brownscast. So, I mean, even what you said about donating our children to their wars, I wrote that down, and I'm going to ask you at some point if I can add some quotes, because Kyle has some great quotes. I wanted to add some of these great quotes to the 5-Minute University and give you attribution for them. But absolutely brilliant discussion. Class, you can do this. You can build a Brown's gas generator. We know it works, but here this is really, really important. You must have a method of switching off the electricity to the hydrogen gas and oxygen gas generator, because it is explosive and there's a lot of heat under the hood. So when the engine shuts off,
we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, based on this discussion, I added some more information to the 5-Minute University. And I'm pushing the limits of 5 minutes at the 5-Minute University with a lesson on Brown's Gas. So it's in the book. Now, we can talk more about Brown's Gas today, but I want to talk about something else as well. And if the two instructors who are with me agree, I'd like to talk about overheating, because I think it's going to be a big problem. And I'd like to have a special class, 2 hours, just on Brown's Gas, do it yourself, how to build one, the materials that you'll need, how to do it, etc. Charles, are you up for a class with Kyle on teaching Brown's Gas?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Kyle, are you up for?
Have a lot more experience than I do.
Well,
I don't know about that. I built a couple of them. I've got some. I got a very high volume one that I built out of stainless steel plates. And then I've got a couple of them, actually, that I built out of the quart jars like Vince is talking about. Every single time that I hooked it up, which is, and I've drained the battery and tried that, but every single time the computer would override it after a few days. Vince, before the end of the show, could I touch on just 2 points here real quick?
Sure.
I'm sorry to jump in here, but folks, I just want to tell you this. There's two things that I really want to make sure that you understand. Number one, there's a reason that they just passed this gun control law bill with the red flag set up. They're going to try to pass it. They'll get it done because they know that these food shortages are fixing to hit at the end of this year and this winter, and they are scared to death. And they want to be able to disarm the public because they're afraid that the public is going to come after them. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is there is still enough stupid people out here living with their head in the sand that you can find things for barter and think about usable things that you can barter and trade and use as currency when the dollar collapses. And you can still do it. Vince, my wife and I just bought a brand new in the box Presto 23 quart canner for $5 at a garage sale. Brand new in the box. Never had ever been used. I went to another garage sale and I found a guy that had a whole box of gloves. Now there was some junky things in there, but in that he had two pair of brand new goatskin gloves, which I love, then two pair of Wells Lamont cowhide gloves and one pair of those type of fabric, high heat fabric welding gloves that are not leather for handling really hot metals. Asbestos, those things run like $25 a pair. Anyway, a dollar a pair, folks. Now, do I have tons of gloves? I have tons of gloves. I bet I've got a whole cardboard box full of them. But I'm thinking in terms of barter. Cheap, little tiny deals, the little 4-inch, 5-inch tall by 2.5-inch in diameter, cheap peanut butter that you can find all over the place. That's still cheap right now. Buy that stuff up. And the cheapest jam that you can find, that ain't even called a fruit spread because it's not even jam. But people that are hungry, you can barter. You can help people. You keep them alive. So I'm just trying to say use your head and move on. Move with what you can see coming. Don't let the normalcy bias keep you from moving ahead and thinking and getting ahead in this stuff. And I know it's going to be hard because emotionally and mentally it's hard for me and my wife, but I know what's coming. I can see it. My mind has got, you've got to be able to think rationally. And if you don't have currency, you're not going to be able to trade, barter, or anything else. I just wanted to make sure I got that out before the end of the show.
Charles, you want to weigh in on your thoughts? We're talking about full systemic collapse.
Yeah, it's frightening, and I agree. I think I just think so much of it is engineered that they want to make a change. They want to make a dramatic change, so they allow these things to come about. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But we'll just have to see what happens. That's all we can do. We're at the bottom here, and I say there's unseen hands that guide our society.
Yep. So, class, I mentioned this week that we got our last roll of hay rolled. We haven't moved it all out of the field yet, and our yield was 50% of what we normally get. I went out to check the chickens during the bottom of the hour break, and I was walking on grass that was crunching under my feet. Okay, a week ago it was okay. Today it's burned and brown. Our hay yield is 50%. I talked to a farmer last night when I bought the chickens, and I asked him about hay, and I said, coming out here, I saw all these farms, and their yield is half of what it was years ago and last year. He said, yes. He knows a farmer that bales 1,500 bales out of his fields. He got 750. That's exactly half. What I'm telling you is absolutely real. I've verified it. It's true. We are in for a food shortage that you've never seen anything like. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.